Good afternoon. Plenty of leftover clouds across the interior sections of New York and New England behind a front and an associated low pressure wave, which are both now tracking off the eastern seaboard. So clouds will be tough to shake through the afternoon. In fact, we may still see a few scattered rain showers and some wet snowflakes across the highest terrain. Temperatures will be cooler than average by several degrees again today, reaching on average into the lower 40s. High pressure trying to build in tonight may break up a few of the clouds. However, skies still will remain mostly cloudy overnight with a few scattered snow showers as temperatures dip back into the lower to mid-20s. Still a weak disturbance passing by during the day tomorrow. This will act on some leftover moisture and produce scattered snow showers, some of which could dust the ground up in a few areas, especially across the higher terrain. Otherwise, Saturday will be mostly cloudy, blustery, and unseasonably cold, with highs only in the lower 30s. That high pressure center will finally build in and scour out more of the cloud cover on Sunday, leaving us with sunny skies, temperatures still on the chilly side, but making it back up toward the 40-degree mark. Another disturbance will head our way on Monday and produce snow showers in the morning and a few afternoon rain showers with highs in the mid-40s. A second disturbance late Tuesday and Tuesday night could produce some rain and snow with highs in the lower 40s. We'll temporarily dry things out on Wednesday and Thursday, but temperatures will remain below seasonal averages and mainly in the middle to upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front will continue to track off the East Coast, dropping temperatures another 15 to 30 degrees into the weekend. Freeze warnings have been issued for parts of the South, including the Tennessee Valley, where the growing season has already begun. Some lingering showers will also be possible behind the front, and snow showers are possible across parts of the Great Lakes. Tonight, heavy rain with embedded thunderstorms are expected for the Gulf Coast and Florida. And a high wind watch is in effect for parts of Montana along the Rocky Mountain front. Over the next 24 to 36 hours, the winds at times will occasionally gust to 60 miles per hour, with parts of the higher terrain gusting to 75 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 4 at Lake George, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the lower 40s, Boston cloudy with showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, snow showers with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 30, the record high 78 set in 1998, and the record low 11 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening 7:15 p.m., 12 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers this afternoon and highs in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the teens to around 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and damp with a few rain showers this afternoon and highs in the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the middle 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and damp today with scattered showers around and temperatures holding in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows back into the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies this afternoon with a few scattered rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows back into the lower to mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy skies with a few scattered rain showers today, highs reaching the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and a couple of snow showers tonight with lows back into the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold snow showers in the lower 30s, sunny but cold Sunday near 40. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers Monday into the mid-40s. sunshine on Tuesday morning, giving way to increasing clouds with late day rain or snow in the lower 40s. Increasing sun, breezy and cool Wednesday in the mid-40s, and some sun giving way to clouds again Thursday with some late-day rain showers and highs in the middle and upper 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.